This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Our next guest is a friend of the show, fresh back from living the high life over in Europe. He's born and raised. I love how his IMDb profile says southeastern suburbs. We believe it's Berwick, but southeast suburbs sounds so much better. We love having local talent on our show. He's been busy taking his debut feature film, Sunflower, all around the world. It's fresh back from Europe, where it was a part of some exciting festivals. Joining us live in the studio is friend of the show, Gabriel Karuba.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Have I got the pronunciation right there? I'm putting a little bit more mayo on it.
You got it.
Karuba.
Yeah. You know, it's so, when I was in Italy, no one butchered my surname.
Oh,
it was so good.
Did they say it differently to how we would pronounce
they
it?
They say Karuba.
Karuba.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, because I actually think it's a Spanish surname because my dad's side's from Sicily. So there would be a bit of that influence there.
I like it.
You know what I love about Gabriel? He's taken about 7 seconds to mention when I was in Italy.
Yeah, that's question number three on the list here.
Well, that's the interview done now, really.
I'll see myself.
Yeah, that's great.
Funny enough, that's what the complaint was about.
Now, you've been a busy man, Gabriel. Every time I open up Instagram, it's generally you and the star of Sunflower, Liam Mollica, doing a Q&A in a European English town somewhere on a film festival, taking your film Sunflower around. How was the trip and how's the movie been going?
Yeah, the trip was fantastic. We went to Cardiff in Wales to play at the Iris Prize Film Festival. It's a great festival, really champions LGBT content. It's great. And it was just fantastic. Like, the community there is so welcoming and, yeah, just so amazing. And it was received really well. I think audiences there seem to really resonate with the story. So that was really fantastic. And it's great traveling with Liam as well. Yeah.
Had it been the first time that audiences from overseas had known about the film or you had sort of promoted it over there?
So it's the first time I went overseas with the film. The film had played previously at other festivals overseas in the United States and a few other countries as well. But this is the first time that it was, that I was going there to present the film.
Awesome. Has there been any different receptions? Like, I know you've taken it around here in Australia and it's an Australian film and, Australians sometimes get what Australian product is and sometimes it gets a little bit lost or a little bit interpreted differently overseas. Have you seen any of that?
I've seen maybe some of the humour gets lost sometimes.
Yep.
And the certain use of some words that I won't repeat live on air, even though I know the show is kind of a bit looser this time. But I still won't repeat it. But yeah,
one of us in this room, and we're looking at our Liam, the sassy bitch over here.
Because I'm pointing through to the other room.
He's dropped the F bomb on our show, so
really?
The gloves are off now.
I don't think it's quite true. Sabotage.
Yeah, I won't do it. Just in case.
I don't know what the word is.
I know. Tell us off air.
It's the C word.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Wow.
So I think in Australia that word can be used as a term of endearment.
Of course.
Okay.
Overseas, maybe not so much.
So I'm saying it in my head right now towards you.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And Liam Mollica, how was he as a travelling buddy? Did you guys get up to any mischief out there or anything away from the festivals?
No, I wouldn't say any mischief. Oh, we did go out one night and sing karaoke, so that was pretty fun.
Do you have a karaoke song that you like?
What did we sing? I think we sung a song from High School Musical too.
Let It Go?
To be honest.
We're flying.
Frozen.
It is too.
Wow.
flying, soaring one, that one?
Oh, yeah.
No, we didn't
sing
that one.
Just sing it live
now. We sung
now,
the one, Gotta Go My Own Way. Famous one where Troy and Gabriella have to go their own. It's very sad. Very sad. 12-year-old me was very upset. Yeah.
I never got into High School Musical. I think I was a little bit older.
Yeah, you probably looked at Zac Efron at the time as being a young kid where myself, I think we might be roughly the same age, Zac Efron and I don't know, but I loved him.
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah, yes. No, yeah. I'm that a little bit older. Anyway, moving on. So we love Sunflower at Joy, and we've had you on before on our previous show, Joy Weekly, talking about the actual film. And I guess making the film takes a process. between now and from where it first started to where it is now, what has changed in your thought process with the film, or do you see it differently from when you first started to where it is now?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it that many times, I hate it.
I was about to say, yeah, you would have seen it so many times.
So I actually don't watch it anymore. I just go for the Q&A and that's it. Yeah, I've just seen it too many times. Probably that. But I think what's changed is how there's still like a massive need for these kinds of stories. I didn't realize it, because for me it was an exercise of just getting my thoughts and feelings out on the page and then making a film about it and hoping that people resonate with it. But seeing that there actually are a lot of kids that are getting something out of it, and even adults that are just kind of reflecting on their past as well, that's probably been the most surprising for me. Yeah.
Has there been any weird or bizarre responses to the film when you're overseas? Like, is there something that stands out for you?
I wouldn't say weird or bizarre, but probably something that I didn't really expect as much was that there was some backlash from the community, I guess.
From our community?
Yeah, well, I guess it's okay. More just the thing of not really wanting to see a coming of age, coming out story anymore, which is fair.
Yeah, I get where they're going. Yeah,
because we have had a lot, and I understand people wanting to see more queer joy, no pun intended.
pun away.
Which there is in the film as well, but I think... yeah, I can understand, I guess, the yearning to want to see more joy other than pain.
But then I think we spoke about it last time we had you on here. You know, that's not real life always. Comparing your movie to another one that's sort of similar and full of joy and fantasy, Love, Simon, you know, like if we can all have a life where we end up on a roller coaster with some attractive man and we get to kiss, great ending, great story, great fairy tale. Doesn't really end out that way always. Mm. But it's a bit
like Heartstopper. Like, it's such a feel-good show to watch, but it's not the reality, I guess, of what we grew up with. But hopefully it's the reality of what some young people are growing up with.
I really do. I mean, it's really interesting you mentioned that, actually, because we had a screening in the local to the suburb I grew up in. So we had a screening in Narrewarren at a place called Bunjil Place. And we had a bunch of locals come and watch the film for the first time. And that was really special because everyone could see the southeastern suburbs on screen. And we don't really see that very often.
Yeah.
And after the screening, there was a teacher actually that teaches at the school that I went to, the high school I went to. And she came up to me and she said, you know, I wish I could say that some things have changed. But unfortunately, just that week leading up to the screening, there was a boy that was being chased around the school for being gay, and he was in tears and he came to her office and he just, was inconsolable. So I think it is still an issue. And I think it also depends where you grow up.
Yeah.
That's a big thing as well. Mm-hmm. I think the geography of the place you're in makes all the difference.
Yeah.
I think in general, there's some great teachers out there that understand. They don't have to be part of the community to understand the difficulties that people go through in the schoolyard. So it's good to see like some support there from teachers out there in the southeastern suburbs.
And I guess it brings back to the whole conversation of why stories like this are important to be shown and be created. And we talk about a lot of that, especially being at the queer radio station that we are, getting voices out there and our stories out there, because they're just as important as anybody else's. So thank you for bringing that to the light, because we just go about our daily business, but we don't realize the impacts that something like your film can actually have, or things like Heartstopper can have in young queer people's lives. And I think it's really important to continue those stories to be told.
Yeah, absolutely. I think all stories are necessary. All those stories are necessary because it encompasses the experience of what it means to be queer. It's not all doom and gloom. I had one kid come up to me after a screening here in Melbourne, and he just said, oh, just so you know, like, it's better now.
Yeah.
And so that's really, really fantastic that it's not all doom and gloom in every school.
Yeah.
That's great. And you were part of the Mardi Gras Film Festival as well, showcasing Sunflower up there. How was that?
That was great. That was back in February, I think. Yeah, that was fantastic. I think it's really great because the festival happens in the lead up to the parade. So that was great, and you get a certain type of audience coming out as well, which is fantastic.
Did you stick around for the whole?
No, I didn't. No, we had to come back. I think we just couldn't afford the accommodation. the life of being an artist. Sponsor, yeah, I guess.
Anyone so, sponsoring? Yeah,
I think I was. I think I was messaging over the weekend, going, "I think I could get my hotel discount for you if I want or something." The Mardi Gras, obviously, it's a lot of people who are going up there. You know, part of our community, they're up for a movie that they can just go and love and watch. That Liam Mollica, obviously a very attractive man. Yeah. Do you get a sense of a lot of people maybe just choosing Sunflower, not knowing what it's going to be about just because Liam Mollica's on the front cover?
I think that definitely is a factor, for sure. Yeah. There was actually something that happened at the Mardi Gras Film Festival where the film had finished and we'd finished the Q&A, and this lovely man comes up to Liam and goes, "I loved your movie." And he hands me his phone and he goes, "Can you please take a picture of us?" I was like,
sure.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. So I took the photo. It was great. It was lovely. But I think there is that, like, he definitely has that about him, that element that draws people to him, which is great. Yeah. I think it's fantastic. Yeah, it's really good for the film and it's great for his career. So,
yeah.
It's going to put bums on seats to watch the film. Well, why not?
I'm planning on watching Sunflower again, this time with the sound up.
I'm joking.
I
really have strayed from
He did something else with his loves.
That's right. Well, stay with us, as we've got some more hard-hitting questions for you down the track. So don't go anywhere here on Joy Week at Breakfast. 19 minutes to 10. Where has our show gone? Seriously, it's gone so quick.
Very, very blink of an eye.
Blink of an eye. And we do have writer-director of Sunflower, Gabriel Carluba.
You said that very well.
Live in the studio right here as I turn your mic on.
He hasn't even turned the guest mic on. Sorry, Gabriel.
Sorry, I thought it was... Sorry for mistakenly thinking the show was all about Joel and I. It never is. It never is.
It's about me.
Yes. Sunflower, where is it now? Where can you watch it?
So, in Australia, you can watch it on Amazon Prime. It is currently available to stream. And then, it's currently available in Germany, Austria and Switzerland. That information is probably useless to everyone.
We never know.
Worldwide audiences.
If anyone's listening there, you can watch it there as well.
Well, we have been messaging. We've been asking our audience if anybody's alive. We have got a few messages in. I'm alive. It has been chaos at work this morning and I've only just turned on. So shame on me. Shame on those people who stopped me from listening. I get very upset about it and I think I've also missed a special interview with you might have had today. That's referring to the lovely Joss.
You can go on our podcast this week and listen to that, Wayne from Brisbane. Thank you very much.
And Peter, all the way from Kent in England.
Greetings. Is it morning, guys? Greetings from chilly Kent. Getting ready for bed. It's almost 10:30. Love the show as usual, Pete. Thanks, Pete.
Well, maybe one day we'll fly over to Kent and do a live show from Kent.
We can do it at Pete's house.
We can do it at a pub at night time.
Oh, I love that.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
I love that.
Where's our budget?
Well, hello, President. When are we going overseas?
That was a big no. We're not going overseas. So let's cancel that.
Now, Gabrielle, we know we're talking all things Sunflower, and that's been quite a big element in your life over the last couple of years. But what's coming up in the pipeline for you?
So, in the pipeline now, I'm currently working on a feature film with my friend Luke, who plays Boof in Sunflower.
Oh.
And we're working on that together. We're writing it. It's still first draft, early development, but we're working on that, which we were funded by Screen Australia.
Amazing.
For the first draft development. So, that's coming along pretty well. I think we should have a draft done soon. And then I'm working on another film as well in the meantime because I think it's always good to just keep going. And And then we also just recently optioned a book for a TV series, which I can't say the title of the book yet.
Of course.
But that should be in the works, but that's a while off.
Is there, when Screen Australia come, to help fund a movie, what's their expectations in regards to timeline?
I think, well, it varies. We've had to ask for a few extensions and they're usually fine with that. They're pretty flexible because they just want you to deliver the best script you possibly can.
Yeah.
And sometimes in stages of development, especially this early, writing the first draft, story can change. It can change drastically or only a little bit, but for us, it's changed quite a bit. So, that's why I'm not saying the synopsis or anything because I could say it and then it's completely different.
Yeah. I do have a little sneak peek I've got off the forums here of what that script is. It's about a boy from Berwick who goes to Italy. Yeah, there you go. So, I can't wait for that. That's going
to
be a big
one. Would you like to play the role?
Well, it's naturally I can play the role, can I? If they're looking for a man going through the midlife crisis in Italy.
Well, that is
might be like an eat, pray, love. A gay version.
You'd be fine.
But you have to eat this sweet that smells like vomit.
Oh, yuck. That's not what we're doing. Do you want to play a game, Gabrielle? I know that's a stupid question because you're going to play it anyway. So
imagine if I said no and just walked out.
You know that door's locked. I would play the game for you. Because I like games.
Yeah, okay.
I'm very competitive.
Let's do it.
Okay, so what we've done, I have thoroughly researched some questions for you. I've gone on to Teen Vogue, wow, and I have copy and pasted 38 questions onto our run sheet.
And this is why I don't let him come up with games for our guests. But anyway, keep going.
So the theme is how to get to know someone. That was the theme that I got.
Oh, this is good.
So what it is, we're going to ask you, I think,
there's 38 questions.
Yeah. We're going to ask you about four of the questions, but we're going to let you choose the question. But obviously, we're not going to show you what the questions are. But you get to choose the number between 1 and 38 start with. Joel, you can ask the first question. What number, Gabrielle?
Let's go with 9.
Nine. Okay. What do you look for when finding new friends?
Oh.
You can see it's from Teen Vogue, can't you?
To be honest, I don't think I've been deliberate choice. It's just, I don't know, I never go into it consciously thinking what I'm looking for. I just meet people, and if I get along with them, I get along with them. I maybe if I can have a beer with them at the pub and it's chill.
They're friends for life.
Friends.
Like it.
There you go. Okay. Another number.
Let's go 12.
12. What's your favorite nickname someone has given you, and how did you get it?
I wouldn't say it's my favorite. When I used to play junior football when I was maybe under 15s, under 14s, the nickname that all my teammates gave me was Stinky, and it's not my favorite nickname. Yeah, okay. But I just think it's anyway.
How
I just found it amusing.
How did you get?
Because I used to play on the wing, so that's the position I used to play. But every time the ball would come to me, my opponent wasn't near me. So everyone was just like, oh, he must stink.
I was thinking you might need Links Africa.
Well, no, I've got two bottles of Jadarin in here. Yeah. You're more than welcome to take one home as a prize, Gabrielle, if you like.
Okay, another number, Gabrielle.
Let's go
33.
Okay. Oh, this is deep and meaningful. It's time of the morning.
Oh, wow.
What do you think, Gabrielle, happens after you die?
Oh, geez. I don't know. I like to keep an open mind. I think anything's possible, and I guess if I keep it like that, I won't be disappointed.
I like it. It's very good. Last one.
When you die, you actually have to come through Joel and Dave, and we decide where you go. over there.
Downstairs.
Yeah,
you're downstairs. Yeah.
Liam, downstairs. What number? Another number?
Let's go with...
23. Ooh. Oh, this is really deep and grim this morning. How would you spend your last day on Earth?
Oh.
I don't know if we're spelling some death for you.
Anything into fruition.
Yeah. How would I spend my last day on Earth? Well, I feel like you have to have a good meal.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I would probably go to my nonna's place.
Oh, lovely. Yes.
And just say, nonna, cook me whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like a pasta dish.
Yeah,
or something.
It's a nice pasta dish.
Something,
I think.
Just carb loading.
Something
for death.
Awesome. Like, yeah.
So you're full when we decide where you go.
Yeah. You're a little bit bloated.
Yeah, off you go. Over there. All right, choose another number. We'll see if we can get you a good question.
15.
15.
Skip it. Let's go next, another number.
Another
no
one.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay, 17.
What is the quickest way someone can lose your trust?
Oh. Lose my trust.
Yes.
I think, but I don't know, probably just hurt someone that I care about.
Yep.
I think, yeah. I'd say that.
I like it.
Okay, we're going to do one more, but
go on.
Gabrielle will choose the number, but we'll ask Liam.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. All right, choose a number, Gab.
Let's go with 31.
Oh, yeah.
God.
let's ask it. Who cares?
Okay, go on. Okay, Liam, do you think dreams have deeper meanings?
Look, yes and no. I think there are some people out there that find solace and consolation with it, but me personally, no.
Oh.
I do think our subliminal mind kicks in when we are sort of like prepared to take messages. So I think there's something there. But like with dreams and having meanings, not really. Oh. No.
Okay.
Well, it's the smartest sense we've had all day, really.
Okay. Oh. Fair enough.
No, we don't. Should we just read the whole 38?
Yeah, let's go. These are really bad.
What's from the teen vote?
They're not fun at all.
No.
Are you a good gift giver is one of them.
Of course.
Who do you admire most and why? The question that Dave didn't want to ask you, 15, just for your reference, Gab, was, do you believe in astrology? Why or why not?
I can't believe that's a question.
There's,
I know.
I'm a Leo. I'm a Leo.
I'm an Aries.
That makes both my brothers sign.
I'm an Aries.
And my younger brother, my older brother.
I've been told that I'm a typical Leo, and the way that this person told me it wasn't, I didn't think it was complimentary.
Listen, it's nothing against Leos, and it's not that I feel for everything for the star signs, but yeah, me and my older brother.
What star sign are you, Gabrielle?
I'm a Libra.
Yeah. The Sleepers, what do they do? What are they? What's your? What's your brand?
Aren't they a feminine product?
Yeah, well, they are technically, but not the star. No. You are an idiot, Gabrielle Karuba. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, sorry to end it on that note.
We've been big supporters of Sunflower, and we look forward to what happens next with Sunflower. And we'll be staying very close to knowing what your next film is. Joel's always looking for a gig in the background somewhere as an extra.
I'll let you know.
Yeah,
as an extra.
I can flick my hair just with the best of them.
Well, that's it. We're going to wrap up Saturday.
We're walking away, lover.
Yeah. We'll be back soon. Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.